Jamestown shuts out Minot on the road, and the Jimmies sweep Hastings on Saturday to stay unbeaten. I'm Jaron Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. The number two Jamestown High School football team picked up its second shutout of the year on Friday night as the Blue Jays took down Minot 21-0 in the Magic City. The Blue Jay offense got on the scoreboard on its first drive of the game, going 34 yards in seven plays, with Preston Kraber scoring on a 10-yard touchdown pass from Jackson Walters. Jamestown would hold that 7-0 lead going into the halftime break. In the third quarter, the Blue Jays found the end zone a second time, courtesy of Jacob Shemp, who scored from 6 yards out on the ground. Shemp was the leading rusher for the Blue Jays on Friday night, carrying the ball 18 times for 97 yards and a touchdown. The Blue Jay defense forced Minot to turn the ball over on downs 5 different times while also recording 3 interceptions on the night, including one by Preston Kraber, who returned it 54 yards for a score to put the dagger in the Magicians. Adam Kallenbach and Colton Muse also had interceptions for Jamestown in the victory. The Blue Jays improved to 6-2 on the season, dropping Minot to 2-6 overall on the year. Jamestown wraps up its regular season on Friday night on the road at Devil's Lake with a 7 p.m. kickoff. And the number one ranked University of Jamestown women's volleyball team maintained its perfect record with a 3-0 sweep of Hastings on Saturday evening at Harold Newman Arena. Jamestown, now 23-0 overall and 12-0 in the GPAC, faces Valley City in a non-conference matchup on the road tonight. Jamestown was led by Callie Hagerly, who finished with 11 kills in the win for the Jimmies. You can stay up to date with everything happening in local sports, always live over at NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny, and this has been your local sports report.